In the book of Genesis, chapter 14, we discover some new things. Things that we didn't know up to this point. We learn in chapter 13 that Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom. And in chapter 14, we learn that he was now living in Sodom. We also learn a new word, the word war. War. War is sometimes justifiable when undertaken to achieve or preserve national independence or to vindicate liberties and secure the rights of men or even to repel the aggressions of ambitious tyrants. Even war, with all of its bloody horrors, may become an imperious necessity. And we find that Abraham went to war with just a handful of his own servants, born in his own house, servants that he armed. That old saying of the great Napoleon, that God is always on the side of the strongest battalion, does not hold true in this picture. We find that Abraham had only 318 servants who went against the armies of four different kings. Can you imagine that? You don't back God down with numbers. God can win with many or with few. But I'd like for you to notice that Abraham did not set his sights on Lot. Abraham set his sights on the enemy. Abraham knew that he could not just go in and get Lot and bring him back. If he could have, he would have. Abraham knew that Lot was being held by an enemy, a strong enemy. And he knew in order for Lot to be delivered, he must first fight and win a victory over the enemy. My friend, if you've got a kinsman that's been captured by the enemy, that has taken everything your kinsman owns, and you want to help, and you want to see your kinsman liberated, the first thing you've got to do is fight the battle against the enemy. The enemy must first be destroyed before our kinsman can be delivered. Abraham did not arm his servants because of Lot. He did not march to fight against Lot. He knew he would never be able to reach Lot until the enemy had been defeated. I've had mothers and fathers say to me concerning their children, they would tell me, "Brother, I can't seem to reach my child anymore. I can't reach them. They're out of my reach now. I no longer have an influence on them. It seems that everything I say, they just cast away." My friend, the battle you are fighting is not with your son or your daughter. The battle that you are up against is the enemy. Your child will never be delivered until you have waged war against the spiritual wickedness in high places. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. My friend, this war is fought in the closet. In the closet, on your knees. It's not won in the living room, talking with your child as you try to reach them. The enemy has them in an unreachable place. The only way that you're going to be able to reach them with your love and with the gospel of salvation, you must first fight the spiritual fight. Arm yourself, not to fight against flesh and blood, but arm yourself to fight against spiritual wickedness in high places, the rulers of the darkness of this world. Our battles is not against flesh and blood. When we fight for those we love, let's make sure that our fighting is not targeted to those we love. Another thing I want to mention here is to draw your attention to what Abraham did not do when he heard the news that Lot had been captured. A lesser person than Abraham may have smiled to himself, rubbed his beard, and said, "He made his choices, now let him live with it. He made his bed, now let him lie in it." No, sirree, Bob. Abraham had no such thoughts. His thoughts and his heart went out to his brother Lot. He says, "I must do something." He armed his servants, and they went out, not against Lot. They went out against the enemy. They chased them. They slaughtered them. And after the slaughter of the enemy, he brought Lot and all of his stuff and all of the people with him. He brought them back home. Now, I can't help but stop here and point out that Abram was the foreshadowing of the great kinsman deliverer. In his person, the Lord Jesus Christ, like Abraham, was the kinsman of those whom he delivered. Also, the work that he undertook was much like Abraham, consisted in spoiling the principalities and powers of evil. And also, the campaign of Abraham was much like that of Christ. The warfare of Christ was carried out through great toil and suffering to himself. Also, the great cause of this war against the enemy was his love for his kinsmen. There's some things here that we can learn. We should learn to covet earnestly that wonder-working faith which Abraham displayed. We also must learn to trust in the great kinsman deliverer of which Abraham was a type. Now you would think that Lot was glad to escape such a calamity. You would think that Lot would no longer want to live in Sodom. You would think that he would say, "Uncle Abe, I'm going to stick with you forever. I'm going to calm the quarrels amongst our shepherds. I'm going to make sure there's no division." But no, not Lot. It appeared that Lot did not learn from this experience, because we find a little later on, when the judgment of God was pronounced against Sodom and Gomorrah, we find that Lot is still living there. All the sins of the city has a drawing that few people can deny, a drawing that only the strong can turn and walk away from.